This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check him out, franklinarmory.com. He was on the road last week, but he's back with us today. He is a writer. He is a podcaster. He is Rob Morse.
It is great to be with you, Bill.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad. Not too bad.
That's great. That's great to hear. In my little tiny piece of the world, there's a couple young men I've been coaching through their concealed carry permit. They took their class. Now I go, okay, finish the process. Well, I'm thinking, look, the odd thing is, and things I never had to do, because of COVID, they have to make an appointment to get their fingerprints. In the good news column, they're talking about constitutional carry in Louisiana, but both of these young men leave the state. They need their permit. Unfortunately, I'm not alone. Lots of other people have that exact same problem. And in fact, it's hardly a problem down here. Here it took me 3 months. I was reading about the county, Washoe County, the county where Reno, Nevada is located. You can't make a permit, or you can't make an appointment to get your permit for March in 2022.
Wow. What?
Yeah. To apply, to go get your fingerprints and then say, here, I'm ready. I want my permit now. To complete the application process, they're taking appointments in next year, March of 2022. Well, okay.
What are they doing in the meantime?
Okay, so here's, believe it or not, this qualifies as a good news story. Here's where we get to the part that I like. Just, you got to give, you know, the first thing you do is admit you have a problem. Washoe County Sheriff, his name Darren Balam, he said, we're going to work through this backlog and we're going to bring it up to date by early July. I'm going to quote the sheriff now.
Okay, I saw that. I did see that. I did see that, yeah.
Okay, so now you remember where we're going? Yeah. There's no excuse for getting this far behind. We let the people of Washoe County down. We closed down administrative services for 10 weeks due to COVID. We're working with new software. We're not used to it yet. And part of it is just the increase in the number of people purchasing guns and applying for a permit. Local shooting ranges have had to increase their classes fourfold. And the local shooting ranges still have a backlog for their concealed carry classes. 72% of the backlog of to apply for your permit. It's over 4,000 people. 72% of those are brand new applicants. I want them all to listen to your show.
I want them to as well. But I mean, that's sort of nonsensical, isn't it? To get up there and it's almost like when they call for more gun control. Because they're admitting then that they're admitting then the gun control they have is no good, so it's not working. But these guys, they don't even have something in place. I mean, normally how quick are they in non-COVID terms to help somebody get a permit and get everything turned around? How fast is that?
It depends on when you go back and measure. It used to only be a few weeks.
Now they want to say it's going to be a year.
Well, no, now the guy said, if the status quo remains, it'll be a year. The sheriff said, I'm going to eliminate that year backlog. Let's see, March, July, in 4 months. I'm going to make it so that you can come in and get an appointment in a couple of weeks by the 1st of July. So he's given it the manpower it needs. If it just needs people, it's his problem. Solve it, Sheriff. And he said he would. I think that's awesome, because if you listen to some politicians, they say, no, we have the right to refuse to ever process an application. That's literally what we heard from Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland.
Sure.
That's in part what we heard from the head of the Illinois State Police when he said, yeah, I know you need to get a FOID card in Illinois. I know we're supposed to give it to you in 27 days. Yeah, we refuse to even tell you when we'll get back to you. So those are the next two stories that we can cover. But I want to pick on we're almost through the first segment.
Yes, we are.
When we come back.
Still got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, but I want to give you credit. I'll tell you what, I'll tee it up. We've seen so many politicians say one thing and do another. You know, the best smile, the nice hair, as they claim that up is down. And the press is supposed to say, no, Mr. President, down is down, up is up. What did your son do and when did you accept the money to lie to us? Well, it looks like a lot of reporters are bringing so many of their biases to the news media, they won't even ask questions that are uncomfortable for them, let alone for politicians. And unfortunately, we're seeing it from coast to coast. And since the mainstream media won't dig for the truth, it's up to us and the ninjas. Bill, thank you for all your help.
Sure. Thank
California,
you.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, again, let's give credit where credit is due. In 2 minutes, we can open this can of worms.
Sure.
California, gun control heaven, A-rated by the gun control groups, said, oh, you know, that's not enough. We need to ban the sale of firearms, ammunition, and gun parts on property owned, operated, or controlled by the state or the county. Now, they didn't say the state could have the option or the county could have the option. They said, no, you can't allow this. And basically what the bill was designed to do is shut down gun shows. And the author, do you remember how, that congresswoman from Texas, you know, claimed that the sun wouldn't shine unless we passed more gun control? This bill claimed that gun shows deliver guns to criminals, and that's why we have violent crime and mass murder. And then the Los Angeles Times parroted that talking point. That is just horrible, horrible journalism. You need to do more than just republish the press release.
But that's what they do. They absolutely simply verbatim regurgitate the press release. That's absolutely what they do without checking it.
Well, I'm no rocket scientist, Bill, but it's easy to find the truth. We can test whether that was the truth or not.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to talk about the data. I mean, every firearm regulation that applies outside the gun show also applies inside the gun show.
I know where you're going with this, too. I know where you're going with this. I know where you are going with this, I think. But we'll find out. How do they find you?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is carried at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column on Amaland. Bill?
Yep.
We've got so much to talk about. Is Dan coming up next?
No, Dan is somewhere on the road. He's had to shift to Friday. But
all right.
If you have more than we can cover, we might just spill into the next hour. We'll see what happens. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. It set us up. Now, please extend that math problem.
We're talking about the really bad job that the media has been doing. It's like, you know, you've seen the cartoons where the media's making a mole out of a molehill out of a mountain and vice versa.
Right.
Look, if I can find the data, it can't be, you know, it's the old joke. If I can do it, how hard could it be? And in this case, the LA Times said, oh, yeah, you know, letting people buy guns and ammunition at the county fairgrounds when there's no fair. Yeah, that's promoting crime. And everybody's going, excuse me? The good news is we know where criminals get their guns. We went to Chicago because they have a bonus supply of criminals, you know, hard to find them in the middle of the desert. Let's look where they are. And they asked 100 inmates, where'd you guys, you're all charged with having a firearm during the commission of a crime. Where'd you get them? Well, it turns out if you ask an open-ended question like that, they don't like to answer. You go, did you go to a gun store? No. Did you go to a gun show? No. Did you go to, you know, Guido on the corner? Actually, it was Jonesy, but yeah. So they buy them from friends or family that don't have a criminal record. They get them off the street illegally. There's no, yeah, we're going to go take a background check and press paperwork and he's going to go get his FOID. None of that happens. No FOID cards are involved. That's the firearms owner identification card that you need before you can even buy ammunition in Illinois. They don't worry about that. So we know what happens, and yet, and you've seen it, hi, my legislation will promote instant peace, sound fantastic, and won't cost anything. And you know the guy. You know the guy's lying. Well, we have the data. The results hold true that criminals go get their guns illegally, even in states where honest citizens are heavily regulated. You know, there's some states where you can just, hey, my neighbor wants a gun. We're going to trade rifles. I want to try in this deer season. His gun. Well, even when they make you go through a background check and do it like you're strangers, we get the same results. Criminals don't follow those laws any more than they follow the laws forbidding robbery and drug trafficking. And the real story here isn't about the criminals. It's about the journalists. They're letting their idealism blind themselves to the facts. Bill, that's why I'm so proud to be even a small part of your show. Thank you.
Well, you know, that's good for me too. But you know, that's all beside the point. It comes down to with the media, they've become. I don't know. It's, you know, one of the things that I like about the radio format that I work in versus local radio. Uh-huh. Local radio wants to do something called Topic Tracker. And Topic Tracker subscribes to a Talker Magazine topic tracking service. And every day you can go into the newsroom at your local radio station and you can look at what the top 20 topics are, right? And the first time I ever took a look at one of these, this is when Donald Trump was running for president. So I went in and looked at the Topic Tracker. It was Trump, which dog breed wins the most dog shows in North America? Trump. Right. And I was like, okay, well, I won't be using the Topic Tracker, but a lot of people do use the Topic Tracker. Gotcha. And I don't know how it works in television news because it sort of seems like they do to me. They do sort of follow that same thing because there'll be a press release come out of the Bloomberg School of the John Hopkins Institute of Bloomberg School of Medical or whatever saying,
right.
After a very hard survey, we've decided guns are bad. You know, okay, so that's sort of a biased source because Bloomberg's funding it. He did a study with an outcome-based goal that he presented to them before they did the study, and they're preaching it like, this is what we found. And, you know. And the news outlets will repeat that verbatim.
Right. It hit the wire, and therefore it gets quoted as if it's real.
That's right. And then, since we have this, since we live in the COVID world now, and we're in the COVID world, and we've got unfortunately, a bunch of people in the COVID world that are waiting for the government to tell them what's next instead of deciding, you know, they forgot they're adults.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for the government to tell them. And right now, in my state, it's controversial because they may drop the mask mandate. They're talking about dropping the mask mandate, which I knew they would as soon as Abbott did it, because Abbott was the one that led it. I know the conservatives in Texas are very unhappy with him, but he did it first. And even though there was already 15 states that didn't have a mask mandate, but that's beside the point. And now my state's thinking about doing it, and there's a lot of people out there saying, do you trust the government if they tell you not to wear a mask? And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to wear a mask, wear the mask, stay in your house, never go out. That's fine. Leave me alone. I'll live my life my way. You live your life your way. We're both going to die sooner or later anyway.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. You know, I can make a rhyme out of it. So.
That's because you're a professional. Isn't that interesting, though, that they turned that argument on its head? Rather than saying, we're no longer going to put hairdressers in jail if they open their stores and do hair, even if they wear a mask, okay, we're over that. And now we're no longer going to arrest you if you don't have a mask. We're going to put you in jail or fine you. By the way, we're releasing criminals from jail because we don't want them in jail because of COVID. But we're calling that enforcing you to take off a mask. Nobody's forcing anybody to anywhere. We're stopping being dictatorial and using force. People are objecting to growing up. Wow. I guess adulting's harder than I thought.
I guess so. It seems to be problematic.
Well,
seems to be problematic to face that. Because there's a bunch of people now, like, Fauci's wanting to, one of the things he said recently, he wants to get down to less than 10,000 cases per day. Since COVID, there's not been a day where there's less than 10,000 cases.
Right.
So he's already projecting, well, I just want this to go on and on and on and on. And I'm sorry. We'll talk about this when we get back. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. I write the Armed Citizen column at Amaland, and I get to meet with Bill once a week. Thank you, Bill, to you and the ninjas. It's cool.
As long as you don't go out of town. Let's put that caveat in.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the coronavirus vaccination program. Biden taking a trip to a D.C. Veterans Medical Center that is conducting vaccinations.
We have to focus more on getting to the neighborhoods that are at-risk neighborhoods.
Roughly 2.2 million Americans are getting coronavirus vaccinations each day. The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals have a little more leeway with health guidelines once they're fully vaccinated.
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks Governor Andrew Cuomo can no longer be effective in his post after more women have accused him of inappropriate behavior. This is USA Radio News. A high-profile trial is being delayed at least one day.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
You know, they started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process, and so it is, and our position is, it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will make his first primetime address to the American people Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Just too quick sometimes. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with...
Well, I wanted...
Yes, go ahead.
No, please.
I was just introducing you, so you go ahead. Go ahead.
We're both too quick on the switch today.
Yeah, yeah.
You had me looking to see which states had lifted the COVID mask mandate in what order. Today, Wyoming announced the end to a lockdown. And I'm reading along. It turns out that Switzerland is going to do the same. Now, they're going one farther. They're saying we're going to ban face coverings in public, including religious wear in mosques. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Only in public. So if you have to go around with a hijab, y'all better find another country, not in Switzerland. Ho,
right.
Ho, ho. I hadn't seen that. That's interesting to my way of thinking.
Well, I mean, Europe is, while all of this has been going on, it's sort of fallen by the wayside. And while the Trump thing was going, while Trump was president, that sort of fell by the wayside. But the Islamic takeover of Europe still very much in swing. I have no doubt about that.
Right. And the Swiss are saying,
nope.
Here, adapt to our culture or not.
Yep. Welcome to Switzerland.
Now, We were talking about the media blindness, and I chose one of my first examples from California. We have to look elsewhere as well. Philadelphia Inquirer said, oh, the reason violence is so high is because we don't have enough gun control. We were fine until you started the COVID lockdowns.
Yeah, but here's a question I have about anybody that wants more gun control. What has the gun control you've got done? What has it stopped? Don't tell me it wasn't enough, because when you were selling this to us, you told us if you just had this one next law, you would, I mean, the world would change. Man's nature would change if you got this. So isn't that sort of that's almost an indictment on gun control altogether, isn't it? When they say we got to have more.
It's absolutely an indictment. And I'm going to go one step further. Gun control is evil and is getting us killed. And again, we have data. This isn't a guess. The Philadelphia Inquirer particularly called for, quote, safe storage. And, of course, a Democrat in the Pennsylvania House came up with a bill. It's called 699. I think of it as 666, but, you know, anyway. That you have to, your firearms have to be stored when not in use. And the devil lives in the details. The bill's author says this is to protect children from unsecured guns. And any time your firearm is out of arm's reach, it has to be locked up. Think of that.
So what are the statistics in this jurisdiction? What are the statistics for children finding guns and shooting themselves? What are the stats on that?
Well, I didn't. The CDC stats that I looked at were nationwide.
Right.
So in
nationwide, how often does that happen?
41 children who were 12 years of age or younger died in a firearms accident. Now, that doesn't, if a gangbanger shoots at your house and kills your kid, that's not considered an accident. That's homicide.
Right.
Now, some of those 41 deaths could have been from an unsecured firearm where a child got a gun and then pulled the trigger and either another child or, for that matter, an adult died.
Mm.
In fact, I'm sure some of them were, and those are tragedies. The great, how do you say great news about a horrible event? The good news is that every firearms instructor I know teaches safe storage. We've been doing that for years. It's working. The rate of accidents from unsecured firearms is falling year over year. What some news outlets do is say this 15-year-old who's dealing, you know, drugs is a child, and when he shot his buddy who was in a different gang, no, that's a different thing entirely. In fact, we can go to what President Obama did. He asked the CDC to ask how many individuals used a firearm to stop murder or great bodily injury, and the answer was about 1.2 million times. Wow. So. Yep. We're like 40,000 times more likely to use a gun to stop an attack than a child is to find one and use it in an accidental discharge. Wait, so if we're 40,000 times more likely to use a gun for good, then if we disarm very many people, won't more of our kids be at risk?
Yeah.
That's where I landed.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out. As like they're saying, there's one news article in the Philadelphia Inquirer saying there was 100 children shot in Philadelphia in 2020, and
I bet they were.
But it doesn't say under which in which circumstance.
Right.
So that means everything. So. that's the part that
sometimes they stretch that definition of child to be people in their 20s, and it also means, you know, one gangbanger shoots at another car and hits a mom with her kids in a different car. Safe storage won't help with that. These gangbangers are not obeying that law. Here's the part that really kind of frightens me.
Well, now listen, this, listen. I've kind of got this out from behind this wall. This is from March. This is from today. In the Philadelphia Inquirer. 100 kids shot in the city already this year. 18% of the shootings have resulted in an arrest, according to an Inquirer analysis.
So less than a 20% closure rate.
Apparently a lot of these kids are getting shot in the crossfire. And yes. That has nothing to do with safe storage.
It has nothing to do with what honest people are doing with their firearms. It's not your kid stealing your gun to go shoot his buddy. These are gangs.
Yep.
Probably drug gangs.
Yep. So, interesting little thing they got going on there. But, once again, doesn't Philadelphia has more stringent gun control than the rest of Pennsylvania, right?
It does.
And yet,
you can get a permit there, but it's harder.
So, in the first 68 days, roughly, they've had 100 children shot in the gun control capital of Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
That's an indictment on gun control right there. That's an indictment on gun control. Good idea, gun grabbers.
It's an indictment, I'm afraid to say it, on our failing blue cities, and they're clinging to the excuse that they need gun control because their policies have failed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it stops nothing. Gun control stops no crime. They can't point to a single crime that's ever stopped. Before we go to break, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is picked up at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge, also at Ammo Land, where I write the Armed Citizen column. I get to talk with Bill and the Ninjas once a week, maybe an extra segment this day. It's been fun, Bill.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking with Rob Morse, as we do, back off of his travels that we missed him last week. Take off, sir. Where would you like to go now? And do you have other things that we need to cover in the next hour?
Well, how about I half cover for Dan? What does that sound like?
That's fine.
First two segments of the next hour?
One segment, two segment, whatever you want to do. I'm good.
Yeah, two would be great. Well, I got on a roll, Bill. I have to almost apologize for getting maniacal about this. I went and looked it up because this safe storage law that says your gun has to be within arm's reach or locked up. And I thought, wait a minute, let's just be practical here for a minute. Are they going to come and arrest us when we go to the bathroom at night and have that gun in the drawer next to our bed? And, all right, we walked into the bathroom middle of the night, and now we're a felon because their firearm was unsecured and out of reach. We're supposed to put it in the safe and come back to the bathroom and put it back in the nightstand. It's getting ridiculous. But that silliness kind of misses the point. There are tens of thousands of violent robberies in small businesses, stores, convenience stores, all across the country every year. And this self-storage law says, okay, you're the proprietor, maybe you're a clerk, maybe it's, if you will, the company gun that lives right next to the cash register and it stays there for whoever's manning the cash register. But what happens when the store's empty for a minute and you walk away to stock shelves? You're supposed to put it in the company safe and then put it back, or you're guilty of exposing the public to a unsecured firearm? That's crazy. The laws are acted as if they were written for a different planet. That's not how people behave. And that overly broad law puts a lot of people at risk, not just store owners. Imagine you're a battered mom, you and your kids are trying to flee, and you're supposed to drag your gun safe with you? because you have to make sure there's safe storage anytime your firearm is out of reach. That's, think of what that does. That means a woman who's really vulnerable when abuse victims run away is often when the abuse gets suddenly more violent. How dare you leave? How dare you question me? And that's when the woman is and her children are most vulnerable, and we're saying, yeah, you have to leave your gun behind because you didn't bring your gun safe. Or she can't go to a woman's shelter because she didn't bring her gun safe. I'm thinking gun control does more harm than good, Bill. I can't excuse it.
Well, the other thing about this is that is not meant to be enforced. They can't enforce that. They're not in your home enough. They've already thrown the cops under the bus. If they hadn't, there was one for every 19,000 of us. Unenforceable. It's almost, to a certain degree, it almost seems like it's a sort of a booby trap, because this is something that would never be applied to a criminal, because
right.
Criminals don't have gun safes.
Right.
So it would only be applied to the law-abiding, and it would almost have to be targeted. It would almost have to be an opportunistic, like, hey, yeah, we're coming in here because we're looking for Joe Kaplansky, and I know your last name is Smith, but Joe Kaplansky could be in here, so we're going to look in here. Oh, look what we have here, Clancy, an unsecured gun right next to a gun safe. Well, let's measure how many arms length the way that is. I'm afraid you're going to have to come with us, sir.
Exactly. Exactly. And to me, that capricious enforcement is dangerous. That's what corrupt societies do. The laws are only applied when it's politically expedient. By the way, Bill, I think a lot of those 41 kids who are injured with a unsecured firearm, some are just straight up tragedies. You know, mom put it in the purse, the kid grabbed it, somebody got hurt.
Yeah.
More of them are when the boyfriend, who's a felon, can't have a gun, doesn't want to have a gun safe because if he gets, you know, a parole inspection, why do you have a gun safe, sir? No reason, you know. So it's the same reason criminals don't wear holsters. It indicates they have a firearm. They can't throw it away. They put the gun between the couch cushions. And now when they take mom out for dinner to pick up food, they leave the gun there and a kid finds it. It's those sort of unsecured guns that are just deadly. And that's not what respectful, honest, dedicated gun owners do. They want to protect their family. I think we do a great job, and I'm angry that the press won't do a good enough job to recognize us. Excuse me.
Well, it boils down to the fact that they know it's not going to work. They know they can't enforce it. That's a new thing. They pass a bunch of laws all the time without, I mean, they don't enforce the laws they've got right now. You can take pot shots
right
at people and be out on the streets in a day with this
right
new bail reform that they've got in place. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they're not even prosecuting the crimes that are out there. Unless you're, to me, in a way, this is all part of their little thing they've got going on with Rittenhouse and McCluskey's and, I can't remember that
right
guy's name that was the journalist that got caught up in Antifa back in the northeast or northwest.
Portland, yeah.
They're trying to stigmatize self-defense. They're trying to make it to where you don't want to defend yourself.
Well, and we have this crazy example where, yeah, we know we told you that you have to get a permit, and maybe we'll get to you in a couple of years to let you think about getting it. Well, in Colorado, they wanted to extend mandatory waiting periods after you buy a firearm. They tried that in California. California's got a pretty ugly rate of crime, so that didn't stop the criminals. We've only got 2 minutes, but think of this, Bill. You've already got a fairly well-stocked gun safe. You haven't been gun-free for many years, maybe decades. And if you want a gun, the claim is that we're going to put in a mandatory waiting period because the next gun you have is what you're going to use for a crime of passion, but you wouldn't use all the other guns that are already in your gun safe? That's just the laws are written in a way that only a corrupt judge could find them meaningfully intended to reduce crime. They're barriers to honest and lawful gun use. It makes me so mad that the media won't, you know, open their eyes and see the forest.
Yep. That's some crazy stuff. But, I mean, at the same time, I that's where I think it goes. I think it has mainly to do with not wanting self-defense to be a thing. Just like,
right.
You know, I talked earlier today about what they're trying to do in Texas, where they're trying to make the Castle Doctrine a duty to retreat sort of thing.
Right.
In Texas right now, they're trying to stigmatize self-defense, which if the legislatures do allow that to happen, which I don't see that happening because it's also part of the propaganda where they get out there and say, the legislature is considering this when it's one person. They put the bill forward.
Right.
So, anyway, you're going to hold on through the break?
I will, Bill.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely cover whatever else it is that you want to cover. That'd be very good with me. And real quick, tell everybody how to find what you do.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up from there. It goes at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. My firearms articles are picked up on Ammoland, where I write the Armed Citizen column. That's an in-depth look at how our neighbors defend themselves. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. Once a week, and now I get a bonus couple of segments here with Bill and the Ninjas. Thank you.
All right. Following that, we'll be right back, continuing with Rob Morse. And, yes, this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.